Like to welcome everyone to this edition of the Active Voice. We appreciate you joining with us again, and we are coming live and direct here from Comic-Con San Diego with Thoughts and Sanity. And for this edition, we are very fortunate to be joined by an industry professional who's doing a very unique and important project for fandom and creatives. Jenny Jaffe is here at Comic-Con to talk about an extremely important and growing need here in the fandom community. And without further ado, we'd like to welcome Jenny on to the Active Voice. And how's it going? How's the con going?
It's going really well. This is my first con, so I am pretty overwhelmed. It's exciting. It's awesome, though. It's a lot of fun. I just had no idea what to expect.
Welcome to the insanity of Comic-Con.
So they asked me to do the panel about a week and a half ago. We've had a week and a half to put this entire trip together. It was all this insanity leading up to it. And then I don't even think I realized how many people would be here until I saw it.
The hordes have descended on San Diego.
It's unbelievable. Many of them are dressed as hordes.
This is very true. Well, Jenny, we're really interested about the project you're working on. Why don't you explain a little bit about Project You Are Okay? Tell people how they can find out more information and get involved.
Sure thing. So Project You Are Okay is a nonprofit organization dedicated to mental illness destigmatization for teens and young adults. And basically what we're doing is we're harnessing the online support communities that are already out there, people who have already used YouTube and Tumblr and Reddit and all sorts of other online communities to come together and provide support about around mental health, because isolation obviously is one of the main problems and symptoms and effects of struggling with mental illness. I know this from personal experience. I have struggled with a variety of mental health issues my entire life, and the one thing I always really wanted was just a confirmation that I was not alone in the world. And it seems like something that's out there, but there just wasn't anything that felt like a really solid source for it. All the videos being presented are specific stories about mental health. They're from people who have been there before. They're from peers. And my background is in comedy, so we're doing it with sort of like a comedy bent and like a sort of nerdy bent, and doing it with like people like Will Wheaton, who is awesome and is very open about depression. And I think for people, especially people in the arts, especially people who are in any sort of media, there's a lot of that comes out of a desire to escape what's going on in your day-to-day life. So I think it's really relevant for the kind of escapism you see at places like Comic-Con. And I think, the panel I'm doing tomorrow is all about mental health as represented in comics. And I am not an expert on comics, but I know a lot about the media's relationship to mental health, and I know a lot about why it's important to have these, sort of diverse representations of what mental illness looks like.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to kind of some of the general stereotypes that have appeared in comics, well, in other media too, but comics tends to treat people who are dealing with mental illness as the potential villain.
That's exactly it. And I think, and honestly, that's a reflection of the way that our news media treats it too. A lot of times in the wake of a tragedy, things will be blamed on this person was depressed, and a lot of people are depressed. Mm. 1 in 4 people in the United States has diagnosable mental illness. And even using that term is fairly stigmatized. It's pretty controversial. And I think that that's been one of my big stances, is that I think that our fear, talking about nerdy things, Albus Dumbledore once said, fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself. And that is my take on why it is important to correctly name mental illness for what it is, talk about it, bring it into the light, and say, this is what I struggle with. It doesn't make me less of a person. It doesn't make me less valuable to our world. And you know, I want to, and I want to make sure that that our media represents that as well. I think it's super important to be able to see yourself reflected in the media you're consuming.
Yeah, I mean, that's becoming an issue in general, in a lot of ways, you know, representation, diversity, but just accuracy, because, you know,
right.
mental health questions, mental health problems does not make you, quote-unquote, a bad person, a person to be stigmatized.
Yeah, not at all, and I think the problem is, like, that stigma sort of, like, begets that stigma, right? So, like, the stigma around mental illness creates isolation, creates, you know, the kinds of issues, like, you know, this is a very extreme example, and this is not every example, but if it were safer to ask for help, if mental health services were more readily available, a lot of the mass shootings we've seen happen would have been preventable, because they would talk about this person was isolated, this person was alone in it, and it's like, we should have been talking about this years ago. We should have created a world where you can talk. I'm not saying that destigmatizing mental illness is going to solve, like, our world's problems. I think the NRA also has to go fuck itself. That's a whole different...
Well, that's a whole different,
conversation. But I think that we have to look at the way that our stigmatization of mental health plays into a lot of problems. And we just don't, as a country, view mental health and physical health as being of equal importance.
Mm-hmm.
There would never be a question of whether anyone, no matter what their background, no matter their race or sexuality or income level, should have access to a doctor if they break their leg.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, it's like, well, being a therapist is a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absurd. That's like, your mental health is part of your physical health. A lot of mental illness is the result of brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
My body did not produce enough serotonin for me. I can't do anything more about that than I can do about my hair being red. It's like, just the way I am, and like, just the way a lot of people are.
Yeah, you know, and speaking to that, as you mentioned, actor Will Wheaton's part of the work here.
Yeah.
He's produced a short video that will accompany the broadcast here for anyone who's interested. And can you tell a little bit about Will's involvement and what exactly is the topic for the panel tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I'm a huge Trekkie, so I was very excited when Will Wheaton. So what happened was one of my very good friends, Mara Wilson, was a Twitter friend of Will's, and she was like, you should reach out to Will Wheaton, I will tweet at him for you. And she tweeted at him, hey, this is a thing that's happening. And then Heidi followed up, like, we're going to be in L.A. shooting some videos soon. Do you want to do one? And it was just the easiest thing. Yeah, I obviously want to do one.
Mm-hmm. And
so
he
nice
has, you know, personal involvement with this issue.
Right, and that's, like, one of the nice things about doing this is that it's amazing. Like, anybody you reach out to, and one of our first things is, like, is there a way to ask that wouldn't seem offensive? I'm like, well, why would it be offensive? Statistically, either they have struggled with a mental health issue or something in their life has.
Mm.
Everybody has a connection. And everybody has a story to tell. And even if you're not dealing with a mental illness, you've been through something in your life that is a valuable experience that was difficult to go through that is hard to talk about. Everybody in this world has that. And so reaching out to Will, though, he was so immediately on board. I was not at that shoot. I wasn't able to come to L.A., but our production team, Charlie Furtum and Waylon Bell, went to the Nerdist office and just set up a shoot, and Will just talked, and there was so much amazing footage, and they cut it down to these really powerful 5 minutes.
Very compelling, yeah.
And it he said such a, like, really smart things about, like, what depression feels like and how it's easy to... And I think a lot of people have said, like, well, what does he have to be sad about? Like, he's rich, he's famous, like, all
mm-hmm.
this stuff. But...
And he addresses that a little bit, yeah.
That. Yeah, and that's the problem is, like, depression doesn't discriminate. And it has nothing to do with your circumstances most of the time. It's just this thing that occurs, and it on that in a really great way, and how once he started getting treatment, once he started taking medication, it felt like he was alive again,
mm-hmm.
instead of just sort of being on autopilot. And it was, yeah, it's a really great video, and it's like amazing when people like Will, who have this huge following, use that to try and, you know, create some positive conversation. And he's been a very, he's been a great figure in, you know, the comics community for a long time as just somebody who, like, really embraces, like, his fans and really cares about them and their well-being.
Yeah, he definitely is one of the crowd, and that's why what he says is so compelling, because I think he talks about things that, you know, that are going on with fandom, going on with just, you know, everyday life, and some people may not even know how to ask for help, and he didn't, you know, in his circumstances.
And he didn't, and he's, you know, got every resource in the world at his disposal, and it was still, you know, he still couldn't do it. So, I mean, I think it's been amazing the response he's had from people who, and, like, people who are in, like, sort of the arts, and people who are in, like, fan communities have been really wonderful. I think a lot of fandoms, you know, exist as a way for people who are feeling a little isolated to connect.
Connect, yeah.
Certainly, honestly, so I was really, so I've been into a lot of different fandoms, but, like, one of the main reasons I was into Star Trek was because I was having I was really lonely. There was, like, I did not have, when I first moved to New York, I didn't know anybody. I was, like, I was there over the summer, and I didn't have any friends, and I was so, like, I was miserable, and I just got so much joy from Star Trek. I was like, this makes me really happy, and this makes me feel like I have friends, and like the people I was connecting with online, and I know that's the case for a lot of people, and my sister's very involved in fandom, and I know I've had some similar experiences, and many of her best friends she met through going to different conventions, because she's, like, a cosplay person.
Mm.
And a lot of the people in her life, I'm like, wait, so you guys go to school together? She's like, no, we met at, like, a meetup at this convention for this specific anime, which I will botch the name, so I'm not going to say it, because I'm going to hear.
The fans will find you.
The fans will find me.
We're here again on The Active Voice. We're here with Jenny Jaffe, and she's talking about the You Are OK project and her involvement with it. And
I totally forgot to talk about the panel.
Yeah, I was going to say, the panel tomorrow is...
So it's called the India Ink Blot Test, and it's about mental health and its representation in comics. And the people on the panel, there's a lot of mental health professionals, and I know Gail Simone's on the panel, which I'm excited mm-hmm. about. She's done a lot of really cool stuff, and... my sister, like, texted me when she, like, saw who was on the panel, and she was like, you don't understand, like, who, like, Gail Simone is on this panel, and I, like, did a ton of research. I was like, she's rad.
Very,
I like
very
her.
Awesome, Gail Simone.
I guess we're just going to be talking sort of just about the way that mental health is portrayed in comics. As you said, it's, like, often the motivation for the villain, which is interesting, because I think it can just as often be the motivation for the hero.
Well, it can be, but it's not discussed in that way usually.
Exactly.
You know.
But the thing is, like, people who have struggled with mental health issues are often so compassionate because they have been in pain and, like, they want to help people out. So, you know, obviously I don't know as much about comics as the other people who are going to be the panel. I'm going to probably do a lot of sitting back. I know a lot about, you know, as a consumer, what I would like to be seeing, and also as somebody who knows, I know a lot about media, and I know a lot about the way that mental health is portrayed in media, and I know that it's often not portrayed well.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's done, and the interview I'm just coming from just said it's often portrayed as, like, a very special episode, and I think that's really smart. It's not, like, a thing that's just a part of a person's life, which mm-hmm. is the way it is. Like, for me, like, my OCD is no longer something that controls my life, but it's part of my life, you know? Like, my anxiety is always going to be a part of me, especially walking around the panel floor where it's 100,000 people, 100,000 strangers, and for somebody who's claustrophobic, that's a lot. I think that's something that's interesting. I haven't heard about any, like, sort of comic series specifically address it.
Well, you know,
I'm sure they exist. I would love to hear from people. What they
there's certainly some non-mainstream books that have delved into it a little more. Ghost World comes to mind.
Ghost World was a huge deal for me in high school,
mm-hmm.
as both the comic and the film.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost World and Daria got me through high school.
Well, that's high praise. Ghost World can do a lot of things. It's good to hear that it had that much of an impact.
I was not that detached, I think, or as fake detached.
But it did resonate
nice
with you.
Because I leaned really, really heavily on media and through my worst times. That's how I got into comedy, was leaning on listening to comedians,
mm-hmm.
because it cheered me up, and I had this sense of well, if I can't kill myself until I see the next episode of The Daily Show, and that would be the dumb thing. I would get myself to the next day with that.
So Jon Stewart also.
Jon Stewart,
good luck.
Huge.
Good work.
I got to work for Stephen Colbert.
Oh, very cool.
As an intern, and that was unreal. You know who tweeted about us recently? That's a person that I got really nerdy about, and I think a lot of people is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, okay.
It freaked out. I was the smartest guy in the world saw a thing I helped do. What?
Very nice. Well, that speaks well of the importance of the word.
Very good.
But
my first job at Colbert was transcribing the interviews that he had done with Neil deGrasse Tyson. So, all the pieces of my life are starting to, have some synchronicity.
Perfect. In fact, speaking of Twitter, how does someone get involved? How do they contact you? Where can they get more information?
Sure thing. So projecturok.org is our website. You can find the links to our social media. We have a lot of information about how to get involved, how to make your own video. We do accept user submissions. We love user submissions. And all of our social media. We have an awesome social media manager who is very good at being very responsive. And there's a donate button if people are compelled. You know, it's not an option for everybody, but we are a nonprofit. And my personal Twitter is @JennyJaffe, and I'm glued to my phone. So, unfortunately, it's a real problem. My vice president's right here. Sarah, is there anything I'm missing?
We're also on social media @ProjectUR.
Oh, yeah, it's @ProjectUR.
Yeah,
okay.
And also, just a note about the video submissions, we do love them, and also if that's something maybe you're not comfortable doing, revealing, your identity, if you're not ready to do that, we are really open to any format of videos, even if it was just making text or,
get creative,
doing music or, reading poetry and having pictures. We have a lot of different sort of types of videos. It doesn't have to just be, sitting in front of a camera, but that's also great. We have a bunch of those. So
that's a really good point. Yeah, because a lot of people do get nervous about that, and which we totally understand. We would we're trying to create a world where there's no need to be nervous about that. But
So what's the rest of the agenda like at Comic-Con?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a very packed day. Heidi, our publicist, just, looked terrified.
No, it's exciting.
We have back-to-back interviews today. Tomorrow's a panel, and then there's a bunch more press after that. And then at night, we're kind of, bouncing around and hanging out and going to parties. And we did some karaoke last night.
Ah.
And it was a blast.
The karaoke
will always find me. So it's there's a thing happening.
Yeah,
okay?
Oh, we're going. Yeah, just actually, too, we're just at the last part here.
That's perfect timing. But so that's sort of our schedule, and then leaving Sunday night. And I might be going to L.A. to do a couple more things, but I'm not sure. I don't have a return flight to New York yet.
That's playing it by
ear. So I'm playing it really by ear. But again, we did this entire thing. We pulled this trip together in a week. So this has been the most fun business trip I have ever been on and ever will go on. Heidi used to organize conventions for things that were not Comic-Con. So
boring.
It was so so this is awesome. I hope every business trip gets to be me hanging out and hearing things about things I like.
Wonderful. Well, Jenny, we're so thankful that you're able to come on. We wish you the best
so
of luck,
much.
And we will certainly be keeping an eye on how things progress. Again, the clip will accompany the audio here on Dark Media Online. We also will have the links to the social media sites, the website. Get involved. If you're somebody who is dealing with depression, dealing with isolation, if you have any concerns about yourself, reach out. Find someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Don't let yourself become isolated.
Yeah.
There are resources out here for you.
You are never beyond help. You never are. That is, yeah. My message I like to end things with is just like, I'm real glad I made it to today. And if you woke up this morning, you're doing well.
Oh.
I'm proud of you.
Well, that's an excellent way to end this edition of Active Voices. Jenny, thank you again
so much.
Thank you for your time. Have a great Comic-Con, and we look forward to maybe catching up with you in the future.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next edition of Active Voice. Keep in here at Dark Media Online for full Comic-Con coverage, as well as updates on upcoming events, projects, and all things dark media. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.